Thank you for joining us on the University of God as we cross over from 2024 into 2025 together. And we're here today to reveal what God has put in our heart for the year 2025. And we're so excited to be here today with you. And we want to thank you for spending your time here with us. We know that so many people could be in so many places right now, but the best place to be is at the feet of Jesus, to enter the new year with God, to find out what God says about this year. So thank you so much. And we do have a little addition. She didn't want to sleep, so we thought maybe she'll enter the new year with us. So yeah, this is Pearl. And as you can tell, we're all wearing a special t-shirt. And actually, maybe right now we should explain. Racine, do you want to say what the name of the year is right away?
Praise the Lord, people of God, you are blessed. You are welcome in Jesus' name. Before I talk about that, remember, I want to thank God for your life, all of you. Remember last year at this time, we talk about time to believe. That was the year 2024. God has been so faithful in our lives. And the plan he gave us is being fulfilled step by step, little by little, precept upon precept. That's God's way. And congratulations for you, because you have finished reading your Bible again through the journey. And the scripture says, God does nothing without his word. We are here today to tell you that there's time for everything in God's way. And we have time to receive a revelation. Time to believe was last year. And today, this new year, is a special time for you. And that's the good news. This year is called time for real movement. You have to get ready.
So, right.
You have to get ready. This is time for real movement.
So right now, we want you to watch a montage that we've put together, and this will show you what it's all about, because yes, it's time for real movement.
So I want to explain something that God, in this year 2025, for those who have purpose in their life, God is waiting for you at the point of real movement. Let's watch. In this year, 2025, God is waiting for you at the point of real movement. This is time for real movement. Listen to the cock of conviction in your heart. It is time to move.
That is it. Listen to the clock of conviction in your heart. It is time to move. And all of those biblical scenarios that we saw in that montage, all of those biblical characters, they received an instruction in righteousness. And what did they do? They acted on it. And God met them at that point of real movement. And like Racine said, last year, 2024, I can say last already because we're about to enter the new year, was time to believe. And truly, we have seen the goodness of God in this year as we have believed God's promises, and we're seeing even the vision of the UOG, we're seeing it unfold day by day, what God put in our hearts from the very beginning is happening. And now we're so excited because it's time for real movement.
Hallelujah. She said it all. Time for real movement. What does this mean to you and I? This year to come is an exciting year. Why I say this? If you look around the TV, rumors of war everywhere, fears, lots of fear all around. And many are coming today at the end of this year to talk about prophecy, about war, all these things. But I'm telling you, as the people of God, people of faith, what matters to you is what God says about you. What matters is what God says about you. No matter the situation around you, the weather report, the difficulty in the whole world, there is something far more important than all these. Your goal and your purpose in life. God never promised to keep us away from all what we are witnessing today around the world. No fear. Jesus said it. Rumors of war will come. Matthew 25. He told us everything. He said, "Fear not. I have overcome the world." Now, in this year 2024, God gave us a lot of promise to I and to you. But today, there are many people, I'm sure, at this end of this year 2024, they are waiting for breakthrough. Many, many, many have surrendered to their fears, to their situation, while their heart is dreaming for breakthrough. Some are saying, I could have been that. I could have been, I would have been, I would have done. They're speaking as if all hope is lost. But I want to let you know that Bible says there is God's appointed time for everything. There is time to listen. There is time to speak. There is time to be called by God. There is time to go through the process of God. There is time to launch. There is time to walk with God to learn His ways. And there is time to walk for God. There is time to prepare you to go for school to study. There is time to step into the laboratory. There is time to be a student. There is time to start working. There is time for everything in life. So this year, 2025, new year to come, God is already there in 2025 waiting for you. God is waiting for you to meet you at the point of real movement. Let me explain what real movement means. God has called so many people. There is a calling of God in the life of every human being. There is a seed deposited in your life. But that seed is dormant. And seed is powerless unless it is planted. How do you plant the seed? It takes faith. That's the parable of the sower. To plant a seed, believing at the time of harvest, you will reap it. But today, many have received dream from God, calling of God. Many have wonderful plan in their business, even in their marriage. But at the point of breakthrough, they're afraid to take the step. And the dream remain dormant. Potentials remain dormant. Let me tell you something. Why God say real movement? Those who fold their hand will have no reward. God is waiting for you at the point of His Spirit. And the Spirit of God is waiting for you at the point of real movement.
Are you ready?
I repeat, God is waiting for you at the point of His Spirit. And the Spirit of God is waiting for you at the point of real movement.
Write that down. God is waiting for you at the point of His Spirit, and His Spirit is waiting for you at the point of real movement. That means we have a role to play, and that is what this year is all about.
We show you this animation, some heroes of faith that we read so much about the Bible today. One day, they step into faith, real movement, and their case became an argument up to now. I'm going to take one by one. This calendar is for you. You will receive it. This will channel your way in the year 2025. If you approach your situation by faith, there is no limit to what you can achieve. Today, we realize we are living under 4 feet ceiling, while sky is our limit. Today, we have so many dreams, so many unfulfilled dreams, so many potential, so many prophecy you receive, so many things, dreams. But you are crossing your hand waiting for the dream to come. You have to move towards your dream. God will call you. Your duty is to step into faith and meet God at the point of obedience. The way of obedience is the way of blessings. Mm. The way of obedience is the way of breakthrough. What have you done to the dream God has given you? What is ringing in your conscience? There is something ringing in your conscience. There is a clock in your conscience. There is a clock.
That's why we said, listen to the clock of conviction in your heart. It's time to move.
Something is prompting you in your heart. Mm. But sometimes you doubt it. You're waiting for more proof before you step into faith. This is the right person. You're waiting. This is the right business. You're waiting. Go and apply. Someone is prompting your heart to draw you to a place of movement where your life can change. Who is prompting your heart? That's the Spirit of God. God will never force me. We never force you. Faith is a conviction of heart. Jesus said, I'm knocking at the door. Open the door. I'm calling you. Come. We all know this picture. This is David. The Bible says, this young man, last week we talked about the anointing of God in our lives. The anointing is for a purpose. Mm. Anointing is waiting for you at the point of real movement to be manifested. Samuel anointed this little boy, young boy called David in 1 Samuel chapter 16. The moment he received the anointing, David waited for such a long time. Mm. Saul was king, but something was inside the heart of this young man. There was a picture of his future was embedded in his heart by the Holy Spirit. But God did it for a purpose. God was still processing his character to make him a leader, a king, and a great prophet, and a man of war. God allowed this young man to go through a process. But when the time came to propel him to public figure, God allowed something to happen, real situation, a giant, David. Real movement will lead you to a place of real situation. Real movement will lead you to a place where you will find a giant to conquer. What is the greatest giant? Doubt. Will I be able to do this? Is it for me?
What God says will happen for others, will it happen for me? So many of us are so conditioned into believing that it will not happen for us, whereas God's promise is true for your life. And that's what I love about David, because he ran towards the giant, didn't he?
Yes.
And that's what you can even see in the picture. You know, he ran. He didn't have any doubt in his heart because he knew that God was on his side and he was acting upon God's instruction.
Anytime God puts in your heart something to do that can propel you to the highest level, something will cross your mind. Doubt. Fear. Will I be able to do it? Is it for me? Is it the right person? Is it the right business? That's always the voice of Satan. He has robbed so many people of potential in their lives. Many today are regretting because they refuse to listen to the inner voice. Because they look at their situation, what people say. They measure themselves by themselves. God will never call you to do what you can do yourself. That's why the anointing is there. Holy Spirit, to make impossibilities possible. But that dream will not come by itself. You have to move towards your dream. The works of the Holy Spirit is to move future into you by revealing the vision to you. Once you understand it, there's a time for real movement to step into faith. This young man, one day, we heard that this giant, God prepared this giant for this boy. God prepared this situation to propel him to glory. The whole army was afraid. This young man called David came. When he heard the prompting of his spirit to face the giant, he never doubted. He stepped into the battlefield, real movement, and he took his sling and ran towards Goliath. And God's ability met him there. And the power of the Holy Ghost came onto the scene at the point of real movement. He defeated Goliath and became famous. God exposed him to public light. God has a time for everything in your life. There is time to receive a vision. There is time to believe and time to act faith. We told you there's a difference between to believe and to act faith. Many say, I believe in God. I believe in this. I believe. We know you believe when you act upon that belief. Who act on the belief? Your spirit, your heart must act upon the belief to meet God in the battlefield.
Exactly, because that's the movement you're talking about, isn't it?
That's the real movement.
Your spirit must move first. That's real movement. Because after that, the direction of your spirit, everything else will follow that. So that's why you need to make that heart decision first, that yes, I'm going to step out in the direction of God's calling for my life. I'm going to follow what God has put in my heart. And when you do that, you will see an inner conviction and a strength will happen. And when you step out, God will meet you there. He's waiting for you to make that step, and he will definitely meet you.
There is a clock moving into your heart. Who is prompting the clock? God. There is a movement of your heart. Listen to the conviction in your heart. You see here, Apostle Paul, the Bible says, when you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Paul spent some time in the desert in Arabia. But one day in Acts chapter 13, verse 2, time for real movement started to come for him. Holy Spirit said, set aside Paul for me and Barnabas. And the elders came, lay hands and pray for him. And God launched him, real movement. He stepped into the missionary journey. And we see the power of God manifesting in his life, step by step. There is time for everything in life. This year, 2025, the potential, the gift of God, the power of God is waiting for you at the point of real movement in your marriage, in your business, in your ministry, in every section of your life. Holy Spirit makes impossibilities possible, but he's waiting for you to play your own role, to act of faith, listen to the conviction of your heart, and move towards God's purpose for your life. And your fears, your doubt will be turned to faith if you believe in the Spirit of God. This man came out and a blessing came. And David was known all over. This is another man. You all know him, Naaman. You know Naaman? Are you sick? This man was sick for so many years. Leprosy. At that time, that sickness was incurable. One day, he heard one slave girl say, if you go to Israel, there's one prophet called Elisha. If you go there, you'll be healed. And he came all the way down from Syria to Israel to meet Elisha. When he came expecting Elisha to lay hands on him, the prophet said, go to the river and dip yourself seven times. Instruction in righteousness. Instruction in certainty. Allow God's word to channel you to a place of greatness. When he heard the instruction, he said, he looked at the river. This dirty river you sent me.
Not better rivers in Syria?
That's what he said. But the servant said to him, Master, if the prophet had asked you something difficult, you would have done it. Just follow his instruction.
That's why sometimes to follow the instruction of God, it's like you said last week, it's so difficult because it's so easy. We just have to believe and step out into God's calling for
he
our life.
Obey it, step into faith, deep in sense of time, and what happened? Healing met him. The healing you're waiting for, the breakthrough you're waiting for, is waiting for you at the point of real movement. That dream in your ministry, are you a pastor? Are you an evangelist? Are you a prophet? Are you an apostle? Have you seen a dream? That dream is for an appointed time. Listen to the clock of your heart. When it is time, they will be driving force. Listen to the conviction of your spirit. When Paul had a dream of the Macedonia, Acts chapter 16, verse 9, the Bible says he was convinced in his heart that that's the direction to follow. He obeyed, and thousands were saved. God manifests his glory at the point of real movement. He met God. It's not your ability, it's God's ability. It's not your time, it is God's time. Look to Jesus, listen to your heart. Peter and the apostles of old were led by the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit is waiting for you as we cross this year, 2025. We have a lot to say. This is just the beginning. I'm telling you, shake the dust from your feet. Remove the old garment of fear, of doubt, and try and believe your God. If you approach this new year by faith, take your project, believe your dream, move towards your dream, and God will show you how faithful he is.
We can't wait to see what God is going to do in this year. And as we're about to enter the new year, I know that wherever you're watching from, some of you are already in 2025, and some of you are still about to enter. But here, where we are, we're about 1 minute away from actually entering 2025, and we want to do that with God. We don't want to carry any baggage from 2024 with us, because we know that God is waiting for us at the point of real movement. So we want to remove everything that's not planted by God in our life. So make sure your heart is with us in spirit.
Are you ready? This is time to move. Play it. Time to move. Time to move has come. Right now we are going to pray. All the garment of failure, all the trouble that you have in 2024, you are going to leave them here. In the name of Jesus. Get ready as you're going to pray today. Believe in Jesus that your time has come. Your time has come. The baby you're waiting for, the time has come. The success you're waiting for, the time has come. Your dream, the time has come. I say to you. In this year, 2025, God is waiting for you at the point of real movement. This is time for real movement. Listen to the cry of conviction in your heart. It is time to move. Are you ready to move? This is the instruction we receive from God, and we believe that's why we are here to pray. Right now, this is the new year for you. Before we move, I want you to say bye-bye to 2024. Bye-bye. Bye-bye forever to failure. Bye-bye to your trouble of the past. Now I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been hindering your life, whatever has been hindering the purpose of God in your life, I'm going to talk to Satan immediately. He tried to hold you back each time you move forward. Each time a new year comes, he wants to take you back. Now, a new time has come. It is time for you to move forward. Look forward in your life. Look forward in your family. Look forward in your business. Don't look back. Forget about the past. Yesterday was failure, but today, if you believe, a real movement is success. God has allowed so many things to happen in your life for a purpose. So right now, said failure is not my portion. Sickness, disease is not my portion. Backwardness is not my passion. It's over forever, forever, forever in the name of Jesus. Right now, lift up your hands anywhere you are. Please be in union with me. A new year has come. A new time has come. A new season has come. And I believe God is here in our midst. Jesus is here. The Holy Spirit is here, ready for you to act faith in the name of Jesus. Are you in your house? Anywhere you are. Lift up your voice to Jesus as I pray in the name of Jesus. A new time has come. A new season has come. Time to walk towards the promise of God in your life. January 1st, each year is a gift. Each year is a journey. You are not entering the journey alone. Someone is here to help you. Someone is here to make impossibilities possible. I told you there's an anointing of God for everything in your life. In your business, in your family, in your career, in your ministry. What to do? Step into faith. Believe. Learn to listen to the conviction of your heart. The first prayer we offer today is to free your heart from doubt. To free your heart from doubt. That voice that has been telling you are not able. You cannot do this. That voice has to be silenced. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch my hand and I pray in the name of Jesus. That dream in your heart, that God's purpose in your mind, that potential in you that has been dormant for so long, I say in the name of Jesus, be revived. In the name of Jesus, be revived. In the name of Jesus, be revived. The voice of failure, be silenced in the name of Jesus. The voice of doubt in your heart, be silent in the name of Jesus. Say, get behind me, Satan. Talk to him. Get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. The voice of sickness, be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of sorrow, the voice of sorrow, the voice of lack, the voice of poverty that has been holding you back, be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. Be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. Be silent in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, if you act in faith, there's no limit to what you can achieve. What is your problem? Are you in debt? Remember, the poor widow came to Elisha. God has a provision for you in the name of Jesus. Right now, move forward in the name of Jesus. Stop looking back in the name of Jesus. I command whatever spirit that has been blocking your life, that spirit of inferiority, be silenced in the name of Jesus. Be cast out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear in your heart. Fear, fear, fear. He has robbed many people of their potential in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear, I command you to live in the name of Jesus. To live in the name of Jesus. To live in the name of Jesus. To live in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. This is a new year for you. A new dawn. I call light in the name of Jesus. You Satan. You demon, you spirit of darkness, come out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Leave my people today in the name of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Move forward. Whatever giant has been in front of you, Moses faced the Red Sea, but God said, move forward. He stretched his staff and the Red Sea was divided. Joshua in the Promised Land, they faced real situation. The River Jordan. God said, move forward. He obeyed. And God made impossibilities possible. Are you facing barrenness for so many years? Sarah believed the promise of God. Isaac came. With God, all things are possible. Jesus said, all things are possible to the one who believes. Are you a believer? Is God your father? His promise for you is not lack, but blessings. That's what he said. Are you sick? His promise is healing in the name of Jesus. Right now, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever spirit of backwardness, I command that spirit to live in the name of Jesus. Come out of your life in the name of Jesus. Come out of your life in the name of Jesus. Come out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hatred, rejection, I command you to live in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Remember his word. Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. When Jesus said, come to me, he's forward. He's in 2025, before even you step in today. Come to me and join me, as he said, Peter. Peter was in the boat. What is your boat? Boat of failure. Boat of setback. The boat, the storm of life, of poverty. Holding you. Jesus said, step out of the boat. Come to me. Come to me. Peter obeyed and stepped and walked on the water. And the miracle took place. Are you facing failure? Remember, Peter, there's an anointing for success. Hallelujah. There's blessing in failure if Jesus is involved. When God is involved in the matter is, oh my Lord, settled. I'm telling you, as a people of faith, look to Jesus. Look to the light. Look to success. You are not alone. The helper is here in our midst. Step into faith and you will see what will happen today in the name of Jesus. Speak the word of faith to the devil. Speak to him. The voice of failure will not live unless you speak to him. The voice of doubt will not live unless you command him to go. In the name of Jesus, right now begin to speak. Open your lips and say to Satan, come out of my life in the name of Jesus. This is a new year of success. This is the year the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Speak the word of faith in your life and you will see God at the point of essential need. In the name of Jesus, 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 step out of failure, step out of poverty, step out of your past. It's over in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, come to me, oh, you are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Right now, we are going to pray. We trust God that the Holy Spirit open your heart, let him visit you to revive the gift of God in your life. Paul said to Timothy, stir up the gift of God. You have a gift in your life. It is dormant. You believe. It is dormant. Act faith and see what will happen in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 4, they pray. They were threatened and they were all afraid. But they say, God, stretch your hand. Give us strength. Give us boldness to move on. Give us boldness to speak. Father, give them boldness to move in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of boldness come to move in the name of Jesus. To believe your dream in the name of Jesus. To believe what God said about you in the name of Jesus. You want to pray? Pray in the name of Jesus. You want to fast? Fast in the name of Jesus. You want to dedicate yourself to God? Do it in the name of Jesus. And God will meet you at the point of real movement. Let your heart move first before your mouth. Let your heart move first before your feet. Move first. How? Believe your dream. Begin to say. Begin to confess what God say in your life in the name of Jesus. Right now, I pray, Lord Jesus, Father, take control. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on them. Fall afresh. Fall afresh on each and every one of them. That dream, the picture of the future that has been dormant, Father, I pray. Let them see the dream. The dream is already there. They don't need any dream. Revive the dream. Let them see the dream. Bring to their remembrance the promises of God in the name of Jesus. I speak to that dream. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light in your heart. Let there be light in your mind. Let there be light in your conscience in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak to your heart that failure is not your portion in the name of Jesus. I speak to your heart to believe. Believe. Jesus never asked you to see how strong you are. He never asked you to see how much faith you have. Come to him. He will give you the faith to believe. Your faith is in survival mode. This is time to rise in the name of Jesus and walk. This is time to rise and to move in the name of Jesus. Move on because Jesus did. Don't look back in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a potential in your life. You have a dream. There is a conviction. And you have been hesitating for so long. Listen to the conviction of your heart. Listen to the conviction of your heart. I pray your conscience that was sleeping begin to revive and to ring in the name of Jesus. Listen to the voice of your conscience in the name of Jesus. Stop ignoring your conscience in the name of Jesus. Stop ignoring the time of God in the name of Jesus. Your heart, your conscience, be released from doubt, be released and begin to walk in the name of Jesus in the direction of God's calling. Believe the Lord in the name of Jesus. What failure is not your portion? When Jesus looked at you, there's no failure in him. Believe God. Look at the disciples. Peter was a fisherman, a simple fisherman, and became the greatest apostle of all. Look at them. When Jesus called them, they were grassroots. The anointing came on their life. And they became master of every circumstance. And they became the center of their own world. God is waiting for you. It is not by power, not by might, by my spirit. Do you believe your dream? Do you believe God's calling for your life? Do you believe? If you believe, act faith. If you believe, act faith. Are you jobless? This is time to take your position. Stop getting afraid. Apply for a job and go with Jesus and pray in the name of Jesus. Believe Jesus. I pray every generational curses, every voice of Satan, every voice of discouragement, be silent forever in the name of Jesus. Be silent in the name of Jesus. 2024 is the past. The past is over. Look forward. Look forward. God is waiting for you. Were you sick? I say, were you? You are sick no more. Move on with Jesus. And I believe, I pray, that sickness that has been disturbing you, in the name of Jesus, I speak to that sickness in your body. I say, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out to your body in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever pain, whatever sickness, whatever disease, come out in the name of Jesus. I believe the word of God in my life. Are you in a wheelchair? I say, rise and walk in the name of Jesus. Believe Jesus. Rise and walk in the name of Jesus. Rise and walk in the name of Jesus. Peter met the man at the beautiful gate, looking for money, begging. He looked at him. An instruction came in the heart of Peter. Command this man to stand up. Holy Spirit spoke. He said, silver and gold I do not have. What I have, I give you in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. The man stood and looked at him. Peter stretched his hand and grabbed him and moved him out. You don't know whom you are in Christ Jesus. Move on in the name of Jesus. Move on in the name of Jesus. God has freed you and you don't know. Why are you afraid? Go with Jesus. You don't need to be afraid when God is with you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you rejected? That's rejection. That spirit. I command you to live your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Out in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you locked in the cage of poverty? I speak to that cage to be opened. I say, be opened in the name of Jesus. Be opened in the name of Jesus. Be opened in the name of Jesus. Be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, I want your heart and your mind to rise towards Jesus. He has come to change your life. He has come to change the nation and change the world. No fear in God. Believe Jesus. Jesus looked at the man who had been in sickness for so many years. God walked over the man. Do you believe? He spoke to the man, take your mat and walk. That same Jesus Christ is alive. That same God is alive. He's waiting for you at the point of his spirit. Anointing of healing is there for you. If you believe in the name of Jesus, I pray that sickness, that disease you have in your life is no longer yours. I speak to that sickness. I say, come out of your body in the name of Jesus. Your sickness, listen to my voice. Come out in the name of Jesus. This is a new year. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray this very night, this very moment, Holy Spirit, descend upon everybody who hears the voice of my prayer, as you did in Egypt. Lord, let it be today a day of judgment for the devil, a day of judgment of poverty, judgment of sickness, to judge them out of the life of your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that yoke upon your life be broken in the name of Jesus. That yoke of 2024, the past, be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, Father, increase their faith. Increase their faith. Open the eyes of their faith to see, oh Lord, what you're looking at. In the name of Jesus, let there be light in your mind, light in your heart, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for strength. Give them strength, strength, strength in the name of Jesus. Strength in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, touch them, Lord. Spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. A new dawn, a new year, a new time, a new goal, a new purpose in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray this year, 2025, is the year of real movement. God made a promise to our life, and the movement has started. We are moving forward. We are going to the nations, believing God. God is waiting for you. Step into faith and see what will happen to you. Believe God. Believe what the Bible says about you. And sky will be your limit in the name of Jesus. Now I pray, anywhere you are, right now, lift up your voice to God. Tell the Lord your heart desire. Remind Jesus the promises, the dream you have received in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That dream that you have forgotten, in the mighty name of Jesus, begin to confess it. Begin to confess it. Begin to speak it out in the name of Jesus. When you speak the word of God, God will make it good in the name of Jesus. I speak progress to your life. I speak a new year to your life in the name of Jesus. Where there is barrenness, I speak fruitfulness to you. Believe in the name of Jesus. I speak to your womb. I speak to your life. Fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Be fruitful in the name of Jesus Christ. Every year, progress must come. That's the will of God. Life is in stages. In your work, in your business. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Fear not. Move forward in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I speak progress. Progress in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You have potential. Many have potential today. Many have projects. Wonderful project they wrote. But fear. They're looking to man. Stop looking at man for that. Begin to look at God. Bring that project to the presence of God right now in the name of Jesus. Bring that project you have. I join my faith to your faith. I say that project in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive anointing in the name of Jesus. Anointing of God. Remember Exodus chapter 31. God anoint the artisan to do skill work. Anointing in your work. Anointing in your career. Anointing that breaks the yoke to lift you up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to speak progress in your life. Speak fruitfulness in your life. Speak blessing of God in your life in the name of Jesus. Speak peace and joy in the name of Jesus Christ. No fear. God never give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of boldness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I pray right now, begin to lift them up. Lift them up. Lift their spirit. Lift their soul up to rise above the level. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Prompt their spirit right now. Prompt their hearts right now. Prompt their heart. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, prompt their conscience. Prop their mind to move forward in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. There is God's anointing for everything. For breakthrough, for healing, for deliverance, for your ministry. I'm speaking. There are so many people of God who have a genuine calling of God. Genuine calling. Some are pastors. Some are evangelists. Some are prophets. But because of the circumstances of life, many, the burden is so many, they begin to doubt whether the calling is true or not. I say to you in the name of Jesus, believe and sky will be in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, revive, stir their hearts to believe, stir their mind to believe in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, pour your spirit this day. Let this day be a new day. A new day. A new day as they enter the promised land. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your heart, I speak to your heart. Begin to realize. Begin to discover yourself. Discover yourself. Discover yourself. Discover yourself. Discover yourself in the name of Jesus. There was a man called Jonathan in the Bible. He was facing possibilities alone with a mighty army. He said, let's move towards them. Maybe God is there. Maybe, he said, maybe. He acted on a maybe. When he moved, God moved and honored his word, and he was victorious in the name of Jesus. The woman of the issue of blood, she was completely written off. They say there's nothing to do. The Bible says she suffered for 12 years, all sorts of therapy, nothing worked. She was abandoned, rejected with a flow of blood. But that woman one day, after hearing what Jesus was doing, who prompted her heart? Holy Spirit. She said, I know. If I touch the hem of the garment of this man, Jesus, I know I will be healed. Take note of what I'm saying. Whatever you say right now about you, about your situation, believing will become a reality when you act faith. I repeat, whatever you confess in your heart, believing about your situation, about your health, about your family, believing when you act faith will become a reality. She said it, she acted faith, she moved on and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And the Bible says, Holy Spirit produced the power that touched her. Jesus never said, be healed. Power came from Jesus and she was healed. Holy Ghost is waiting for you at the point of real moment. He's your helper. God is faithful. Act faith. Stop being afraid. God will never ask us to do what you can do yourself. That's why the anointing is there. Don't be afraid. It's not your work. It's God's work. Just believe. What does God require from you to change your life in this year, 2025? Just believe. Just believe. Just believe. If you approach this year, I'm telling you, no matter the giant, you have someone greater than the giant. You have Jesus. You have the Holy Spirit. You can't see him, but his hand is mighty. Believe and move, and God will meet you at the point of real need. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray this year before you, this journey before you in this year, 2025, I commit every single person today under the leadership of God. Father, you led them by the pillar of cloud by day and of fire by night and led them to a place of safety. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on every single person. You heard their confession, anoint their words. Take them to a place in the name of Jesus of self-realization. Take them to the place where they discover the grace of God in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessing, lift them up to a new level in life in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover this year for you under the blood of Jesus. Every step of your movement of faith be covered with the blood of Jesus and by the fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. This year, 2025, is sheltered, covered, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Every step of faith be covered by grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Act faith, believe and move. God is waiting for you to make impossibilities possible for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have said in the book of Revelation, you have set an open door before them. The door is set before you. Move towards that door in the name of Jesus. Remember the Lord say, when I open, nobody can shut. And when I shut, nobody can open. Go to that door in the name of Jesus. New opportunity come. Fear not in the name of Jesus. Believe, act faith like David did and move on in the name of Jesus. You will surprise yourself if you act faith. If you are fearful and you act faith, supernatural boldness will take over you. If you say, I don't know how to speak, Moses said, God, I don't know how to speak. He was afraid. God said, I will be with your mouth. Now we teach you what to say. That's the work of Holy Spirit in your life. Believe, 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 and stop limiting God in your life. Are you in debt? That widow came to Elisha. Elisha said, go and bring me so many jars. As she brought the jars, he said, pour the oil. And the oil continued to fill, to fill, to fill until She had no more jars in her hand. Who limited the gift? It's she's the one. If you approach your situation by faith, there is no limit to what you can achieve. Holy Spirit will take you to a place, unreachable places. He will take you there. Peter was a fearful man, we all know, and he denied Jesus. But at Pentecost, he never doubted the voice of Holy Spirit. When his heart was prompted to go to the house of Cornelius, he went without inquiring from any man. When Saul, who became Paul, received the grace, he never asked confirmation for any man. Listen to the prompting of your heart. Your miracle, your greatness is embedded in you. Stop looking at people. Stop looking on the outside. Believe what God put in your heart, and you will discover yourself that God is truly with you. In the name of Jesus, David realized his potential. This hero of faith in this book, what did he do? They simply trusted in God's ability in their lives, and they obeyed, and their life was changed forever. Abraham was called by God. He obeyed and went to real movement. What do I call real movement? Action born by faith. Listen to me. Sometimes the voice, when it comes, it is small. It's just a thought. You say, it is my thought or it is God's thought. Trust the inner voice of God. Act on that faith and see what will happen. God is speaking to you every day. The shepherd is guiding you in this year 2025. Listen to the voice of success and close your heart to the voice of doubt. Believe your God. If you run to a man, they don't believe your vision, they will discourage you. If you have a vision from God, dedicate that vision to God. Move to God. David, nobody knew what David was doing behind the sheep. Nobody knew, but God knew. God locate you, I pray, in this year 2025. Fear not, says the Lord, for I am with you. God never give us a spirit of fear, but a boldness in the name of Jesus. Please, never confess poverty in your life. Never confess failure in your life. Never confess, I'm not able. Never say that in your life. If that thought comes to your mind and to your heart, refuse to put it into words. Reject it and speak the opposite. I am what God says I am. It seems so easy. That is why it's so difficult for you to believe. God never asks you your strength. Holy Spirit is there. Your genuine willingness. God knows that we are weak in body. That's why he sent the helper, Holy Spirit. But don't block his hand. Don't quench the spirit. Begin to believe today in the name of Jesus. And I pray that today, this year, 2025, is a year of progress in the name of Jesus. If you approach it by faith, no matter the giant, fear not, there will be situation. Fear not, there will be giant. Fear not, that's the purpose of real movement. Who moves the giant? Not you. God will do it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray this year, many testimonies today of your greatness in the life of your people will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. I say today, the year of real movement has come in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to apply for job in the name of Jesus. Begin to move, believing God in the name of Jesus. Begin to involve God in every step of your life in the mighty name of Jesus and enter the promise of God with you. They never entered the promised land by their power. God divided the Red Sea for them. God will divide any Red Sea. Blessed are the man who believe in God. Blessed the man or woman who put their faith in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Begin to move. Move on. Move on as Jesus did. And God will meet you at the point of real movement. And your life will become a testimony. We receive so many testimonies. That's why we pray. I'm glad that you are here today. I'm glad that you believe. I'm waiting for testimony on this year. Refuse to be afraid. Refuse to stifle your faith. Put your faith in Jesus. And we are going to walk this year with you every single day. A new Bible plan has come. This one, we channel your way. Ruth, you come and talk about it. Every day, there's a new calendar and promise of God. And we pray with you. We walk through this year. At the end of this year, 2025, we'll meet to give glory to God. God is faithful. Allow the Holy Ghost to take you to a place higher than where you are. That's the purpose of God. God is richer than your dream. And he's faithful. Just believe. Just believe and sky will be your limit. Happy New Year in Jesus' name. Remember, we make the year new by the way we live it. Believe God. Trust in Jesus. And act faith. You want to buy a house? Stop being afraid. Commit your project to God and move on. You have a business? Commit it to God. When the conviction comes, move on. Many say, well, how do I know it's the right time? When the right time, listen to the clock in your heart. When the conviction is there, don't doubt. Act faith and you will see what God will do in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, people. I'm so happy. I don't know what about you. Me, I'm excited and I'm happy. God is wonderful. Wonderful and faithful.
Time for real movement has come.
You know, when we started this journey, I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, we had absolutely nothing. Nothing but a dream. That's the vision you see on you. Just a dream. But the dream was so real. My conscience was so real that I say, yes, God is taking us somewhere. What do we need to do? Follow the shepherd. Who is the shepherd? The Holy Spirit. He will take you in his own way, in his own time, step by step through the journey of destiny, a journey of life. We waited for 3 years to obey his instruction to share the word with the body of Christ. And we know time will come one day, as he revealed the first day, that we will go to the nations. We go to visit our people. We go to work with the body of Christ all over the world. We know to cooperate with churches where God is leading us. It's a missionary journey. It's the job of everybody. We go on mission. We go around the world to meet churches, not just for event, but to work with them, to stay with them, to fellowship with them. And we believe that God will bless the church when we leave. That's the work we have to do for the body of Jesus Christ. Time for selfishness is gone. We are one body. We one spirit. I want to say something. Last year, I told you, last week, I
talked about it. Well, it was last year.
Yes, last year is true. Thank you. last year, we talked about the anointing in your life. But you don't know sometimes the Spirit of God, the anointing can be dormant. Like water, until you release by faith. The Bible says, when you speak the word of God, what is in your heart, you have released your faith and brought God's power unto the scene, and Jesus will come unto the scene. The anointing of God in your life, this, I will show you this example in this calendar, when you got it. This man you see, we all know his story, Elisha. Elisha served Prophet Elijah. He served him, washing his hands, preparing his food, taking care of the man of God. That's what he did. Elijah. One day, God took Elijah to heaven. When he was going, he walked with Elisha. Elisha has seen the mightiness of the anointing of God in the life of Elijah as his servant. At one point in the journey, they came to the River Jordan. Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the River Jordan. And the River Jordan was divided. Mighty and glorious anointing. And they walked on dry land till they reached the other way. When they reached, Elijah said to Elisha, "What do you want me to do for you before I'm taken away from you?" Elisha said, "Let a double portion of your spirit rest upon me." Elijah looks and says, "You have asked a very hard thing.
But if you see me.
It may be if you see me, that will happen to you. But if you don't see me, that will not happen. The question is, suddenly, chariot of fire came and separated the two of them. And Elijah went to heaven in the whirlwind. When he dropped the mantle, Elijah shouted, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen. He took the mantle. What he did? He tore his own clothes and took the mantle of Elijah symbolically. The question is, who opened the eyes of Elisha to see his master? It is God. Who embedded the anointing? It is God. It's not Elijah. Where was the anointing? In the mantle? Oh God, the anointing was not in the mantle. The anointing is from God.
It's only God that can give
only
anointing.
Only God. You have to believe God in the step of real moment. He took the mantle and came to the River Jordan and faced the water. Real situation, real movement. What did he do? He took the mantle, rolled it up, and struck the waters. But he didn't strike the water. He said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? That's the word of faith. Real movement. He struck it, and the River Jordan was parted by the power of God. People said, hey, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. The potential of God, the anointing of God, is there embedded. When you act faith in real movement, you will see the glory of God in your life. He who believes God's promises in his life and confesses in active faith, that will become a reality in your life.
Amen.
So in this year, God will allow situation to come. It is normal. It's for his glory. If you can do it by yourself, you take the glory for yourself. That journey is not easy, but glory be to God. Because it's not easy, that's why you need faith. God called you to greatness. Very few people reach the top. Why? Because it's difficult to the flesh. But God will take you to the rock that is higher than you if you believe. So please, this calendar is to channel your journey in this year 2025. Allow God's word to channel your way with joy. And I challenge every single of you. Please enter into covenant with God once more. Enter this year for the glory of God. Read your Bible every day. Feed your spirit, because to stir up the gift of God in your life, you need the word of God. When you meditate each day is a gift from God to be opened with prayer. By the grace of God this year, we are going to teach you, to talk about you, how to have a strong prayer life. We will tell you how to build a prayer room in your house. We will tell you how to approach God in prayer. Christianity is practical. Those who took him as theory, they will never act faith. But if you follow the instruction of God, believing, the corresponding power of God will cause you to make a difference in your life. Thank you, Jesus. God say, I've set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Which one do you choose? Me, I choose life.
Choose life.
I choose blessing. So this year, this month, by the grace of God, we start moving. Our real movement has started. We are going to the first country of South Africa, am I right?
Yes, we're going to South Africa.
To meet our people, to meet the body of Christ, to meet our partners, to meet them face to face, to share with them, to bless them, and to pray together with them. We want to meet our people, country, as God is leading us. And in February, mm-hmm. we are going to Brazil. We receive invitation from 1, 2, 3. We are going to move from place to place to meet the people of God. That's the real movement of God. The same happened for you. The same happened for your purpose, for your work. God has a time for everything. This year is time to believe and time to act faith. Time for real movement has come. Don't let the gift of God in your life become dormant. Don't let your potential be stifled by fear on what people say about you. Believe God and let your case become an argument. The only way for God to glorify himself in your life, it is in your weaknesses. That's why he's waiting for you. Step into faith and stay there throughout this year and see what will happen. Fear not. God is in full control. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And those of you that are asking, when are you coming to my country? You know, we are servants of God and wherever God sends us. So like, you know, in Macedonia, the man from Macedonia was praying and it's God that actually sent Paul there. So in the same way, we are servants of God and we just go where God is sending us to go. And now we are so excited because God has released us into real movement. That is why this year, 2025, we're excited about where God is taking us. And we know that together, as students of the University of God all over the world, we believe that you're coming on the journey with us together. Remember, we continue to learn. That's what it's all about here, the University of God, because we're always seeking after the Spirit of God. There's always another level to reach for. So don't ever get comfortable with your spiritual attainment. Don't ever think that you've arrived because remember, we're here in the University of God. First and foremost, we're students, aren't we, in the University of God?
We learn every day.
And God, the Holy Spirit, is a divine teacher. So as you can see from our t-shirt that says, time for real movement.
Time for real movement.
Acts 13, 1 to 2, that's the missionary journey that Paul and Silas were released on. We can see the missionary journey has begun for us and we're so excited. So watch this space.
Pray, pray. Whatever is your country, pray. We have no power of our own. If you pray and God give us a dream to come, we will come. That's just the answer. Jesus is Lord. We are just the donkeys. Where he'd ride us, we go by faith in his name.
And I know so many of you would have loved to attend a big event in South Africa. We want to let you know that everything will happen in God's time.
Absolutely.
Yes, we want to come and build our people first. We want to come and appreciate the partners of the University of God who are really part of our mission and vision and have been praying and with us from the very beginning. So definitely there'll be a time for a big public event that will happen. But first of all, we want to build and appreciate and thank our people first. So don't be discouraged. It is coming.
You are blessed. Oh my God. Look, go read the book of Galatians. You will see the struggle of Paul. We look at you, we see the grace of God in your life. But sometimes you don't see yourself the way God sees you. Your conduct, your behavior will not change until the Holy Ghost gives birth to a picture in you of what he's seeing when he's looking at you. There is something inside of you. We have prayed today. Begin to meditate in the name of Jesus and ask Lord to revive that gift. And believe, listen to your heart, my dear brothers and sisters. Listen to the inner voice of truth. It may be a small thought, but as God speaks to you, act on it. Don't doubt it. And you will see what happened this year in Jesus' name.
Amen. And for those of you asking, where can you find the calendar? Well, if you go to our website, theuog.org, you will see the Bible reading plan. So you can follow day by day there. And also remember on social media, on our Facebook, Instagram, we actually post daily and weekly the reading plan. So you can follow along. And every time now we're going to follow the biblical image that's there for the month. So you can actually really follow along with us as we're on this biblical journey to go all the way through the Bible again. Are you excited to go through the Bible again? I know I am.
Somebody's asking, how can I download the calendar?
Yes, well, on the website. On the website, and also we will also send it by email as well. So on the website, you can download the PDF version of the reading plan.
I want to ask a question. Nobody asked me, why do we read the Bible every year? I was waiting for somebody to ask me, why are we starting afresh? Why? Life is a journey. Every year, a new story. Every time you read this Bible, something new will enter your life. You can never finish this Bible. The more you read it, the more you meditate, the greater the understanding, the greater the faith, the greater the character of God in you. That's the secret. Continue reading. You are expecting God for something higher than last year. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
So right now you can actually see on the screen, that's the UOG website. and where it says there, Bible Reading Plan 2025. In this year, 2025, God is waiting for you at the point of real movement. Yes, this is time for real movement. Listen to the clock of conviction in your heart. It is time to move. So there you go. That's actually the Bible reading plan that you can download there. And yes, we are really excited to be in this journey together. And like we said, South Africa and Brazil is where we're going at the moment. That is where God is sending us to. But we believe that, yes, this missionary journey that has started, and we go where the Spirit leads.
And don't forget, there is so much we are preparing for you. A lot of projects of God are unfolding, you will see. By the grace of God, we will be able to be closer to you more than ever before. New services, new program will come in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. And remember to stay tuned for the mind of God every time that there's a revelation from God about what to pray for in terms of what God is putting on our heart. Please make sure you stay tuned to the UOG social media and the app so you can actually be updated with us and know exactly what's happening. Amen?
Amen. I'm going to pray for you now.
Yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we have entered a new season. All of us, believers all over the world, thank you for preserving us. You are with us. Your light is with us. Your Spirit is with us. We are blessed and we are grateful to you, Lord, that we are not alone. You are with us through the journey of this year. Father, thank you for opening a new chapter this year. We are glad because we know we are walking with you. You are by our side. And with you, a new level is coming to our life. Your name be glorified. Father, I say today, every appointment with disappointment in your life be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every appointment with sickness and disease be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every appointment with the spirit of stealing against you be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every appointment of destruction be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every satanic appointment with accident be canceled in the name of Jesus. Your way be secured in the name of Jesus. If you're about to enter a plane and there is something, God will stop you in the name of Jesus. If you enter a vehicle, something going to happen. God, your conscience will ring in the name of Jesus. Listen to your heart. Listen to the voice of the shepherd. His name is Jesus. Thank you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He answered Paul and Silas.
God has given me a wonderful wife. That's praise the Lord.
He answered Paul and Silas.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord answered Paul and Silas.
You know how to start with.
He will surely answer.
Hallelujah.
They pray.
Oh my God.
They come and help us.
So please, let me help you.
They sang, the Holy Ghost came down. They prayed. They sang, the Holy Ghost came down.
Paul Amen.
Silas. So right now, as you're praising and singing in your heart, the Holy Spirit is there. And that is why it's time to move, because we move with our heart. Amen?
Amen. In Jesus' name.
And from all of the UOG family, we wish you a very happy new year. Time of real movement.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
We have Jesus. You have Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You don't need to be a prophet. Don't need to be an apostle. Jesus is with you and God is your Father. Thank you, Lord.